O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Reveal among us the light of your presence, that we may behold your power and glory. O God, will you not give us life again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Truly his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring up from the earth, and righteousness look down from heaven. Righteousness shall go before him, and direct his steps in the way. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 87, followed by Psalm 96. The Lord has chosen Zion for himself. His foundation is on the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, Zion, city of our God. I record Egypt and Babylon as those who know me. Behold, Philistia, Tyre, and Ethiopia, in Zion were they born. And of Zion it shall be said, each one was born in her. And the Most High himself has established her. The Lord will record as he writes up the peoples, this one also was born there. And as they dance, they shall sing, all my fresh springs are in you. The Lord has chosen Zion for himself. Let us pray. Lord, as you call us to your city, founded on the rock of ages, let the springs of living water rise within us to eternal life. In Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Tell out his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He is more to be feared than all gods. For all the gods of the nations are but idols. It is the Lord who made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Power and splendor are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the honor due to his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Tell it out among the nations that the Lord is King. He has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder and all that is in it. Let the fields be joyful and all that is in them. Let all the trees of the wood shout for joy before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. With righteousness he will judge the world and the peoples with his truth. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let us pray. Lord God, you draw us by your beauty and transform us by your holiness. Let our worship echo all creation's praise and declare your glory to the nations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from the prophet Zechariah, beginning at chapter 8, verse 20. Thus says the Lord of hosts, people shall yet come, the inhabitants of many cities. The inhabitants of one city shall go to another, saying, come, let us go to entreat the favor of the Lord and to seek the Lord of hosts. I myself am going. Many peoples and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem and to entreat the favor of the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in those days 10 men from nations of every language shall take hold of a Jew, grasping his garment and saying, let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you.
Christ was believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Alleluia. Christ Jesus was revealed in the flesh and vindicated in the spirit. He was seen by angels and proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world. He was taken up in glory. This will be made manifest at the proper time by the blessed and only Sovereign, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light. To the King of kings and Lord of lords, be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. Christ was believed in throughout the world and taken up in glory. Alleluia.
The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 1, verse 35. The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, look, here is the Lamb of God. The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, what are you looking for? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? He said to them, come and see. They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, you are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. There is forgiveness with you, so that you shall be feared. In your word is my hope. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My soul is waiting for you, O Lord. In your word is my hope. Rejoicing in our fellowship with Andrew and with all your saints, we make our prayer to our gracious God for your grace revealed in Andrew and for all that inspires us from his life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, for his insight into the mystery of Christ and for every way in which his faith continues to speak today In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that following his good example, we may hear afresh your call to holiness of life. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may receive grace to grow into the likeness of Christ. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may persevere in prayer and seek new light and truth from your word. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may draw other people to the fire of your love. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, that we may be faithful to Christ, even to death. In faith we pray. We pray to you, our God, in communion with Andrew and all your saints, let us commend the world to the mercy and protection of God. Almighty God, who gave such grace to your apostle St. Andrew, that he readily obeyed the call of your Son Jesus Christ and brought his brother with him, call us by your holy word and give us grace to follow you without delay and to tell the good news of your kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the Lord, when he comes, find us watching and waiting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.